the live Saturday edition of the program. Thanksgiving weekend, we are here taking your phone calls, as we always are, about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And yes, we have been live all week long. We didn't take Thanksgiving off. Just
Thanksgiving?
So you know.
Day after Thanksgiving?
We're here for you.
We're live now.
We're here for you on a day when many other talk hosts have decided to throw in the towel.
They're still sleeping off tryptophan highs and
that doesn't really happen.
I understand.
It's a myth, right?
Right. Tryptophan, pretty much a myth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it sells on TV.
Sure, sure. It sounds
good
like
for news.
Yeah, it's a great excuse, you know, when you're really sleepy after eating a Thanksgiving meal, that you could just blame it on the tryptophan. But it's just because you're full, isn't that why?
It's because you're eating too much.
Right. So you could eat a whole bunch and not have any turkey at all, not get any tryptophan, and have the same effects.
Right. I had very little turkey this particular Thanksgiving, although there was a lot of good food.
So we got, as always, a lot to talk about with you, but it's your opportunity to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Start things out here tonight, Mark, with a story about a woman who, I guess she disagreed with the suggestions of the doctors in this case, but maybe they weren't really suggestions. Maybe they were orders. What happened to this lady?
She had her baby taken away. A woman in
that's pretty serious.
Yeah, this article is from Yahoo News, but there's a longer one over at the Huffington Post. But I figured the Yahoo News one was short and sweet. Did I say sweet? I meant short and absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, okay.
A woman in New Jersey refused to consent to a C-section.
New Jersey. That's all I needed to know.
I'm sorry, man. This can happen anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But the doctors and nurses at hospitals believe that they know what's best, and this is this kind of thing could absolutely happen anywhere in America. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Is this one of the reasons why you and your wife did not go to a hospital?
Well, I did go to the hospital when she was pregnant, and I saw just too many signs that say babies must do this and you must do that when you're in. I just don't, you know. It's our baby, our pregnancy, mostly hers, and we'll do it the way we want. Thanks very much. And so we went to a birth center, and didn't have to worry about them forcing anything on us we didn't want, whether it's immunizations, social security numbers, C-sections. How many C-sections are done because doctors are tired? Let me read the story.
That's a good question.
A lot of them. During labor, in the event that her baby was in distress, she ended up giving birth vaginally and without incident. The baby was in good medical condition, so she made the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
However, the baby was taken away from her, and her parental rights were terminated because she abused and neglected her child by refusing the C-section and behaving erratically while in labor. By the way, this is a couple. This isn't just one woman. So they took their baby.
She was behaving erratically, meaning she was angry because they were trying to force her into
a C-section? Give her major abdominal surgery without her consent.
That's what they mean by behaving erratically, right?
That's what they mean.
Okay.
Well, you know that the only crime in America is disobeying authority. That's the only crime. And, sorry, that's, you know, when you're giving birth in a hospital, that's authority. The doctor and the nurses and the people that are there, those are the authorities.
Okay, so she was in the hospital. The doctor said, you need to have a C-section. She said, no way. Then did she leave? I missed a point. Did she leave and go have it elsewhere? Or
no.
Did she just had it there?
Just refused the C-section.
Okay.
New Jersey,
they didn't force it on her then. I guess that's okay, but certainly don't like that they stole her kid.
Well, if you think something's okay, let me read the next line.
All right,
to you.
Okay, okay.
And then you'll be horrified by that too.
So this
a New Jersey
worse.
Appellate court has upheld this shocking ruling, and the custody has been given to the child's foster parents. They took her baby away.
Permanently.
She never even got to hold on to it. And an appellate court agreed that this is it, right? This is the only reason. She hasn't done anything else.
Okay, I know that you haven't gotten through the whole thing yet, but do you know if she was on welfare?
I don't.
I'm just curious. I'm just wondering, is she a cash client, or is she somebody who is on the government's...
They don't even know. I think you have an incorrect view of hospitals. The hospital staff doesn't even have any idea how anyone pays. As a matter of fact, when I asked hospital staff how much something cost, because that's the only way I had to pay, I don't have health insurance. You know,
me neither. They wouldn't give it to me.
What's that?
They wouldn't give it to me.
Who wouldn't give it to
me? The healthcare insurance company.
What are you talking about?
When I tried to get health insurance, they wouldn't give it to me.
Why wouldn't they give it to you?
Because I told them I took LSD.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's what I get for being honest.
Yeah, there you go, folks. There's a little bit of little clue for you people out there. But anyway, I wanted to pay in cash. They didn't even know the prices, so they don't have any idea. And I understand that you believe that once you get into the system has you, you know, by the short ones. But I don't think in this instance that it matters. I think that it's just you get into the system by going to the hospital and having a hospital birth. So you better do that birth the way they say in the hospital. Otherwise,
right, or else.
You're going to be called an abusive parent. Your baby's going to be taken away.
That's crazy.
And an appellate court is going to uphold it.
And this is 2009.
It's in July in 2009.
Crazy.
So it's relatively recently.
So what else? Is there more?
Yeah. The court's decision cites hospital records that describe the mother, VM, as combative, uncooperative, erratic, noncompliant, irrational, inappropriate. She's giving birth, okay?
Right. She's pregnant.
I don't know whether she refused the epidural or not, but I can, you know, I can tell you that different people react to giving birth differently. You know, it's an extremely volatile time. So
a lot of pressure's on, stress is there, and I'm sure it's not the most comfortable physical condition to be in. I mean, I guess I can't be sure because I've never been in it, but I imagine that it's not very comfortable.
So there are people sitting out there hearing the sound of my voice right now that just say, well, the authorities decided that this was so
really?
There must be a good reason.
Really? Are those people out
absolutely
there?
Absolutely, they're out there.
1-800-259-9231.
They don't know the facts.
Who
could agree? They're just sure that the authorities are right.
Well, but who could agree with these people, these government people, taking this child from this mother because she refused the C-section?
Well, the person that cites this. The court opinion also focused on the fact that the mother had been in psychiatric care for 12 years prior to the birth. But as the
what does that mean? That she had a shrink?
Yeah, her psychiatric state would not have been questioned if the mother had not refused the invasive abdominal surgery, which was entirely within her rights.
Now, wait, point of information, is a shrink a psychiatrist or a psychologist?
I think they both could be called shrinks.
Well, there's
I mean,
a difference.
Just slang.
No, there's a difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist.
Understood, but it is slang,
okay,
so therefore they can, you know, you can
just
use it and apply it to anything. But I think that it's a salient point. Like maybe she had some mental problems and, you know, whatever. At least she was in the care of a psychiatrist. That doesn't mean you even have mental problems. It just decides that you're getting psychiatric care.
But for what was the reason?
Anybody, I could go right now and see a psychiatrist. I don't have to have a good reason. They'll still take my money.
Do we know what the reason was she was seeing the shrink?
They won't even give me her name. It's VM.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of facts as far as that goes. But the point here is that if she would not have refused the C-section, she'd still have her baby, is really cogent, right?
Right?
So it's not that she was under psychiatric care.
They're justifying
that's
it after
excuse.
The fact. Right.
The reason that her baby was taken away is because she refused a C-section. And, you know, I'm not saying it happens to every woman every time, but, you know,
but it happens.
To dismiss it means that the next time it could be you. It could be your daughter.
Absolutely. You don't know how often this stuff is going on. There's no
I
way
keep an eye on these stories, and I only get the most outrageous of them recently, it was earlier this year, they took a baby away from a couple because within the first few weeks of birth, it lost weight. That's what happens to every baby within a few weeks of birth. And then they begin to put it on again. I mean, it happens to all. It's normal, but they took it away and gave it to somebody who was politically connected in that town.
Well, I don't think we talked about that one on the air, but I'm going to ask you a question about that. When the baby was losing weight, how did they find that out? Were they bringing it back to the hospital and have it checked on?
Don't know.
That'd be the only way to know, right? I mean, that'd be the only way to...
I have no idea. I mean, maybe the mother and the child.
Sounds to me
I don't
like,
know.
It sounds to me like the hospital's a real dangerous place for people that care about their kids.
The hospital's next step down from the government, as far as I'm concerned.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. All right. So, Mark, you say there are people out there that agree with this, the government people taking a baby from a woman who refused a C-section And I just want to hear from whoever you are. If you're out there at 800-259-9231, how do you defend behavior like this? And this isn't the only outrageous hospital healthcare-related behavior that we've seen. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to comment on the story we opened up with, wherein a lady had her child stolen from her moments after birth because she refused a C-section. 800-259-9231. Specifically, we'd like to hear from somebody who agrees with the theft of that child. I'm sure you wouldn't call it a theft, though, if you had agreed with it. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should have. He is 5 days of firearms training just waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we continue here, and by the way, I want to tell you about freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, and it includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. And you can go and visit the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener, instructions on how to become a part of the Shrine are there. By the way, the Shrine brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Shannon is listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Shannon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, as far as that lady goes, I would find me a really good attorney.
Can you afford that? I mean, not everybody can afford an attorney.
You know, there are a lot of attorneys out there that will do pro bono. But
this is true. Good point.
I don't see where a woman should have their child taken away from them. I've had two child of my own, and I've had some really, really bad deliveries where I have begged and pleaded for them to cut me because my children were stuck. And God, I wish they would have.
Ooh.
Because I have two children that have serious issues now because of their birth. My first child now has epilepsy because rather than them cutting me while he was stuck inside of me, they put what they call a vacuum inside of me and literally ripped him out of me.
Mm. Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, he has a scar on his head. He's got ADHD. He's got epilepsy. He's got brain damage because he actually died from them doing that.
He died temporarily, you mean?
Yes, they were able to reassess and, you know.
Wow. How'd that court case go, Shannon?
I just count him as a blessing that he's here.
Absolutely. It is. I understood completely. You know, I consider my child to be the blessing that he is. I just the first comment you made that you would get a very good attorney kind of rests on the idea that the judicial system works, and I'm not sure that it works very well.
So, wait, you didn't get an attorney in your case?
No, because he was a blessing because I was dying myself, so they were able to bring him back, and they were also able. I just had a really good doctor who just didn't want to take the risk of waiting another second to prep me for surgery.
So you weren't upset at them for refusing you the C-section in that case?
Right. However, my second child, when I was kicking and screaming, he was inside of me, and they were breaking his bones to rip him out of me. Yeah, I am talking to an attorney.
I don't blame you for that.
You know.
Thank you for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Candace, listening to WSC-FM. Still looking for somebody that supports the idea of, because I think it'll be pretty easy to find people to agree with us on this particular one, Mark, that it was wrong for them to steal this woman's baby because she refused the C-section. But I still would like to hear if there is somebody out there that agrees with taking that woman's baby because of what she did. I'd love to hear from you. How about you, Candace? What's on your mind tonight?
Unfortunately, I disagree. That's not the person you're looking for. But I just thought it was completely outrageous that they had decided to take the baby away.
Is it shocking to you? Couldn't happen?
It was. Except for, I had heard in the UK about their recent, the medical thing going on, how this one woman had her baby. They didn't even treat the baby because it was too young to be considered a baby, even though it was breathing for 2 hours.
Yeah, and it is outrageous. The baby was, I think it was 29 weeks or so. I can't remember. Don't quote me on it, but it was several days shy of whatever they considered a real person to be. And so therefore they let it sort of die there, and it took a couple of hours. And the woman and the husband were there. Oh, how awful it must have been.
Let's fast forward a little bit, though. Let me get your thoughts on something else, because we've talked about other stories where we're not necessarily dealing with babies. We could be dealing with teenagers, wherein you might have a teenager with some sort of really awful, detrimental kind of disease that they have, and he or she is a child of parents who are very devoutly fundamentalist Christians and or whatever it is their religious sect is, and they may not believe in the medical system. They may not believe in taking their child to a doctor to have him or her assessed. Or in the case of, I think it was a 13-year-old boy that we were talking about at one time, he had been on chemotherapy, and he decided he didn't want anything to do with it anymore, and so he swore it off. And I think they did they steal him from his parents?
They tried to. She ran away. I think they finally did get him.
Right, so
she ran off with him for a while.
Right, so they went after this 13-year-old boy because his parents had decided to support his decision to not continue with chemotherapy. A judge decided, okay, well, we're going to take your teenager. How do you feel in that situation?
Well, I mean, even then, it's kind of a boundary you have to think of. I mean, does the government have a right to go into private homes and tell people how to release the children? I mean, I know there's a very fine line because you don't want to endanger the child. But, I mean, to a certain extent, it just seems like the government seems to be getting more control over internal factors.
Candace, I kind of think we lost this battle back in 1913 when they brought the income tax in. The income tax allows, here's the reason, the income tax allows the government, it gives the government the power to buy, you know, it owns your labor, because if you work, it gets to take a portion of the fruits of your labor.
Right.
So they thereby, one must extrapolate from that in fact, the government owns you. If they get the product of your labor, then they must own you. So if they own you, they own your kids. And if they own your kids, then they can do whatever the heck they want, is all you are is a baby factory for their children.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's terrifying.
Thank you, Candace. I appreciate your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I think you might be onto something there.
I am a super genius.
Well, because they've got all these debts, right? The government people. But don't be confused by them. They're not your debts. You didn't incur those debts.
Right.
The big old clock thing that turns up forever, the $12 trillion or however many it is now, that's not your debt. Those politicians in Washington, D.C., they're the ones that that aggregate
that. They spin it.
Right. You don't have any responsibility for it. They'll try to tell you, every American owes $300,000 of this. No, no. Where's my name on the dotted line? I don't think so.
How can I incur a debt if I haven't agreed to the debt?
But they have sworn you as collateral. I mean, they have sworn your labor. They've sworn your future tax dollars as collateral against that debt. They pay the interest on the debt with your tax dollars. That's where the money that the IRS collects apparently goes to. It doesn't actually go to pay down things like, you know, the various different departments in government. It's just going to pay interest payments on the various treasury bonds or whatever that they've floated out there to China and other places. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes at $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, and those include updates, so you can get signed up and be kept in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Production internships from the Institute for Humane Studies. You can intern in film and alternative media. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Of course, should be around college age for this. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply. You got to apply for the summer one by February the 15th. I guess the spring ones are closed at this point. LibertarianInternships.com. That's LibertarianInternships.com.
All right. As we continue here, Mark, you started the hour out by talking about a woman who was in the hospital preparing for birth. And she was told that she needed to have a C-section. She said, "I don't think so," and refused to allow them to dope her up for the C-section. She went through with the birth. Baby came out healthy. Everything went fine. She was able to go through the process, no problem. So you were speculating that maybe the doctor was tired or in a rush or something like that.
I've just heard people say that.
And just wanted to, you know, slice her open.
That's their experience.
And go the easy route. Of course, it wouldn't be easy for her. So she refused it. And then as a reward for her refusal, they stole her baby from her. An appeals court then would then held that the government was fully within their rights to take that baby because, well, governments steal babies all the time, and hey, what's new, right? I mean, that's just what the CPS organization does. It's called different names in different states, but Child Protective Services is kind of generally what it's referred to as. And yeah, they make a regular habit of going and stealing kids from parents who might be raising their children in a way that's contrary to the, I don't know, majority opinion or the opinion of those in power, I guess, at the very least.
Well, some of them, you know, you imagine that the CPS or the HRS or whatever is in place for to do good things. I mean,
you mean somebody who's not me? Because I don't imagine that.
I imagine that at least the idea was is that that's what they would do. But I, you know, I see just far too many stories. When you make an organization's job to take children away from people, then in order for them to do their job, they must take children away from people. And I find that to be a problem.
Absolutely. And it's not just
not to say that there aren't some people that don't need their children taken away. I mean,
yeah, but in this case and in many cases, I think that it's entirely inappropriate what they are doing. And I think that as far as rescuing children is concerned, I think it would be helpful if they actually had to make some sort of a case because normally they can just go in and snatch a kid. And then it's up to the parents to, like the earlier caller was suggesting, find a lawyer who's willing to take the case and go after it and spend who knows how much money and time and effort.
Right, and that's one of the problems is that the person who brings the charges, the CPS worker, has no liability for what they do. They don't get fired
Correct.
If they do something wrong. Secondly, they don't have any financial stake in it. The parents have to pay, what, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 to get their kids back. It's not like the government gives them that money after the case is over.
Nope.
Oh, sorry about that. Here's a check. Let me write that out for you. They don't do that. They just take the kid, and then if they lose the case, they give the kid back. Or if they're, you know, some kind of usually there's negotiations that go on. All right, if you take all the green wallpaper out of the house, then we'll give you your kid back.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the parents actually look guilty because of the green wallpaper or whatever the reason is that they felt like. You know.
So you've got this case where the woman had her child taken because of the refusing the C-section, which was a completely healthy choice. She followed her instinct. She was right. The doctor was wrong in that case. They stole her kid. Then you've got the case with, or cases where you've got teenagers and people that are not quite teenagers, maybe 7 or 8 year olds, that have made the decision because I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I could make choices. And these kids have said, no, I don't think I want that chemotherapy, or I don't think I want that particular drug, or I don't think I want that treatment, or rather, I don't want to even go to the hospital to have this this problem looked at, because, well, it's their religious beliefs that essentially say that that's not their thing.
Satan lives in hospitals or whatever it is that they think, right?
Now, I'm not necessarily on board with them. I don't agree with their religious beliefs, but it's not my family, so I don't consider it any of my business what they're doing. You might think it's absolutely horrific, people holding their kids back from going to the doctor and through the established medical system, but there are some people that are very vehemently against that. Do you think they should have their children stolen? Because so far, we had a couple of very nice ladies call in to empathize with this woman who had her child stolen from her, but yet no one has called to say, yes, these children need to be taken. These teenagers need to be separated from their families. We know what's best. We're in charge. No one has called to defend that position. Maybe it's because it's indefensible, but that doesn't mean that the government people aren't engaging in it on a regular basis. We've talked about these stories for years.
It's the status quo, and one doesn't have to call in to defend it, right? Because that's what's already happening. You don't need to call in and say anything because they're already getting what they want. Who cares? Go ahead and talk away, little crazy men on the radio. We're going to take the kids when we need to take the kids.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's people who sort of abdicate responsibility to a government organization that's probably doing the right thing, right? You know, that's the idea that, you know, we put these people in place. They're clearly reasonable people. They're doing a good job because, well, gosh darn it, our bureaucrats are good people.
If you think it's bad now, though, wait until the government takes control even more of the medical system. You think it's real bad now? Because it is bad now. People are having their children stolen from them. It will happen.
You just won't have the choice at that
point. It will happen with a greater frequency the more the government takes control. Now, we already know that the government is mostly in control of the dollars that are floating around in the medical system. They spend over 52% of them or something like that. It's a lot. A majority of the money spent in on medical care in the medical system is spent by government.
Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, whatever else.
Various different programs. And so, of course, the proposals are on the table to involve government even more in medical care in this country. And the more they're involved, the more the government will be able to use this excuse. Well, we're footing the bill, so you'll have to do what we say.
Well, and not to mention that, but once the government becomes entrenched in medical care. You know, what happens to alternative sorts of care? What happens to the chiropractors, the people that the health food stores, you know, all these other things?
They're in trouble.
If I decide to treat myself in some way, should I be able to go to an acupuncturist? Or I have an appointment to go to one of these laser things to help me with nicotine addiction.
Oh, really?
I stopped smoking quite some time ago, but I still really want nicotine. And so they've got some kind of laser, newfangled version of laser voodoo, right? Okay, I'll take it. I'll try it out. It's $300. I'm going to try it. Would I have that option once socialized medicine gets kicked into full gear and everybody's covered, that we have fair medical treatment for everyone? We have the same crappy treatment for everybody.
Yeah.
And so, if you try to get something better, you're a criminal.
I'm just saying, be prepared for this. Because if you think that you're managing to, if you think that this couldn't happen to you, that it's just random, it's not really likely to occur, just wait until the government takes more control. That's all I'm saying.
And the other thing that you need to look at is sort of even with the Obamacare plan, which is proposed as
forced health insurance,
but it's still there's going to be a government health insurance company right in place.
So I've heard.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the ideas that's been floated around. They've changed so many times this thing, this doppelganger it alters. But if I'm one of these religious people that doesn't believe that, in medicine, Satan lives in hospitals or whatever it is that these people believe, and then my tax dollars are forced, I'm forced to pay for the very things that I think are evil. Well, what is that all about? This is a free country? In a free country,
my money
is taken from me by force, by threat of violence.
Happens all the time.
Well, it happens everywhere. I mean, I'm against war as a Quaker. I've got to pay for it.
Well, you don't have to. You could stop.
I could stop, and then likely I'll go, the possibility exists, I'll go to prison, and my wife, who will have to go to work, and my kid will then be educated by the bureaucrats.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. Your calls about what you want coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we would like you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Of course, the holiday season has officially been kicked off as of yesterday, being Black Friday, and that means that the stores are even more crowded, and the parking lots are even more of a pain than they would have been a few weeks ago. So why bother doing all that? Why bother going through that? Why not just do your shopping online at amazon.freetalklive.com? You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop. You can even buy used items, plus you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You'll find probably everything you're looking for there. Go check it out and get your shopping done. And it benefits Free Talk Live, too, when you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you great prices on gold and silver. Everybody's talking about getting gold and silver right now as a hedge against inflation, as investments. It really has topped out.
You sure can't find these deals on Amazon.
It's going up, up, up right now. And you can get probably the best prices that you'll find on the internet, and certainly you'll have to search long and hard to find something better. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I picked out 4 coins there that I think are very easy ones to for people to get started with. You don't have to. There's not a lot of deciding. Oh, this is a good coin, bad coin. There's none of that numismatic stuff that I found so confusing when I was trying to buy gold and silver. So I tried to make it easy on everybody. These coins are, you're basically buying for their precious metal content. They are not collector's coins or anything like that. So non-collectors, they have nothing to be wary of. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls. Let's talk. Ladies first, Ashley is in Florida listening to WFLA. I think in Tallahassee. Ashley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was thinking this whole issue really brought up with me the issue of circumcision, male circumcision specifically, and how female circumcision is illegal, whereas male circumcision is perfectly legal and acceptable. And
not only that, it's encouraged in many cases.
Oh, yeah, and in some cases it's done without parental consent. If you're if you don't specifically say you don't want it done, they'll just go ahead and do it for you.
That's how hospitals operate on just about everything. They've got their little protocols, and unless you know to say otherwise, there's little pieces of your little boy are going to stay at the hospital.
Exactly, and it's funny because with my daughter, she was born at home, and there was an issue with her where if I was in a hospital, automatically I would have been in emergency C-section, but since I was at home, my midwife knew that it wasn't that big of a deal, and she, you know, let me give birth to my daughter naturally, and she was perfectly healthy. But it's just funny how I've talked to people who've had babies in hospitals, and they just don't know what they can and cannot do.
Yep, that absolutely is true. I think that it's I think it's somewhat disingenuous to compare male circumcision to female circumcision, in that the words
it's
are the
not
same.
Not quite as horrific,
the
but
parts aren't the same. Like
It depends on what type you're talking about. I'm not going to get into details.
It's all right. I mean, it's not pandering.
If it's anatomical, it's not a
right. We're talking about medical procedures. It's not like we're talking about sexual things.
Yeah. Well, say that it was. We lived in a society where it was perfectly acceptable to cut off a little girl's labia, which would, as long as it healed fine, it wouldn't have any effect on her other than the fact that she was missing a major part of her organ.
Yeah.
And that is not. That's illegal. That you're not allowed to do that to your daughter. But you're allowed to do something not totally equivalent, but somewhat so to your
son. But still parts.
Yeah.
Male circumcision is completely outrageous, I think, because the excuses for it are really outdated.
Oh,
They'll say things like, it's easier to clean, it looks better, da-da-da-da-da. But the real reason that male circumcision is going on in the way that it is today, one of the major reasons is because a couple of prudes named Kellogg and Graham.
That's Kellogg cereal and Graham crackers.
Right, were involved in this movement. And this, by the way, Penn and Teller's BS is where I got most all this information from. It's a great show. I highly recommend it.
There's one on circumcision.
Oh yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's horrible. They actually show footage of it, and it's really just
heartbreaking.
Sick. But these prudes, Kellogg and Graham, are essentially these really extremist religious types that are very anti self pleasuring.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was their belief that by circumcising males at a young age, that
you could stop the scourge of masturbation.
Right, that young men would no longer be self-pleasuring or would be less interested in
right.
self-pleasuring.
Because that's working.
Yeah, and I can say that it didn't stop me. That's for sure. So that's where it's all based out of, and that's why people get it, because it's just always been that way. You know, that's just they feel like they want to fit in or something like that, as though it's going to matter in the locker room. You're going to get teased or something.
I've got to say that in the locker room when I was at a Christian school that I went to, there was one kid. He was from Cambodia and he was adopted over. And this is a private school of nothing but little white kids, taking showers together. And I had no idea. I figured it was a racial thing that his was different because he was a different race. I didn't even understand why. So I think that there's a possibility of that, but I think that it's his parts. He can decide if he wants to modify them. They're his earlobes. He can pierce them. It's his foreskin. He can cut it off.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to cut any parts off.
I wish I had had the opportunity to decide. I did not. My parents did not give me that choice. So.
My husband feels the same way. He came from a Jewish family, and he feels the same way. We knew if we had a son that we weren't going to make that choice for him. But it's sad that we live in a society where that parents are allowed to make that choice in permanently altering their son's body. But if your child doesn't want chemotherapy, you're not allowed to make that choice. The government's going to make that choice for you. But it's like, why doesn't the government, you know, tell you you can't circumcise your child?
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. I want to thank you for your thoughts tonight here, Ashley. Certainly appreciate you dialing in at 1-800-259-9231. And clearly on an issue where we're discussing children and what you can and can't do as far as medical procedures, we've certainly gotten a lot of lady callers, and I certainly appreciate all that. Would like to remind our ladies about the Shrine of Female Listeners. Would love to have any or all of you that have participated tonight.
It is not a beauty contest. Sure enough, there are all shapes, enough. Sizes, and colors at the Shrine. It's really just approved radio stations, program directors that, in fact, we are probably a far more female listened to talk show than most of them out there.
All right, so let's go and talk to Yvonne, who is listening. I believe, Yvonne, are you in Manchester? Yvonne?
I am.
Okay, so you're listening to WGIR in Manchester. Good evening. What's on your mind tonight?
That lady that just had the baby that was taken away from her, and then she went to a court, and the court agreed with the findings. Where does somebody go? I mean, where does somebody go that you can get a decent appraisal of the situation?
You don't go to the government, and which would mean you wouldn't have gone to, you shouldn't have gone to the hospital in the first place, apparently, because that's what really put her at risk, was the fact that she went to a hospital where these people are imbued with all of this authoritarian demeanor and this idea that they have total control over you, and if you don't go by what they decide you should do, then apparently the police should be called and your children stolen from you. Unfortunately, there's nothing that this woman can do at this point.
Well, who gave the hospital the authority?
Well, leaders throughout history have claimed that their authority comes from God. And this one, in fact, you know, they've got a white coat. They've got God all in their little documents. I guess that's what they think. I don't know. Instead, maybe it's democracy. They believe that they're working on behalf of 51% of the people who give them that authority. Yvonne, I'm without answers just like you.
Oh, I think that's awful. And
it's awful.
I think I don't know how that would hold up in court.
It held up.
It held up twice.
Yeah.
It held
up. So where did it go from there?
Because the government backs up their buddies in in the hospital business. They're all tied in together, and the government is not interested in protecting you.
If people in authority can make mistakes, then people won't have the faith in government that the people in government want them to have. So the most important thing is that they uphold authority.
Government can never be wrong, right?
Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yvonne, any final thoughts for us tonight?
Any kind of what?
Any final thoughts for us?
I think it's awful. I think we have to get back to the Constitution and stop adding laws to it.
I'll agree with you to stop adding laws and to remove many, many laws from the books.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I used to be one of those constitutional guys, Yvonne, and then I just kind of I looked into it. I thought about it a little further, and I realized that it's not my Constitution. I never signed it. It was a set of rules for the government to follow, and they don't do it. They don't even come close to following those rules. So I don't think we can expect them to ever go back. I think we're just going to have to get rid of, first of all, the federal government, and then look at the idea of maybe abolishing state governments as well. But let's start with the first one and dump the feds. How about that one? Thanks. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.